This is the Catch Up on Hit. With
Flick and Tim. Online registrations have wrapped up for the Mother's Day Classic 2018, but that doesn't mean that you can't still come along on the morning and grab yourself a ticket, grab yourself a little bib, and join the Mother's Day Classic in Bendigo and Strathdale.
You're going to be down there. Yes. You're going to be emceeing the whole thing. You're loving it.
I love it.
Very
so
excited. I wish that I could be there. I'm going to be visiting my mum back in Sydney over the weekend. But one person who loves the event as well is Jo Hall from the Channel 9 News. We're chatting to her now. Good morning, Jo.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Excellent. We're really, really good, Jo. You are, of course, an ambassador for the Mother's Day Classic. That's such an honour.
It is an honour, and one I've held for a number of years now. My twins are turning 19 soon, and I was thinking back to when we first did it. They, of course, joined me most years, and they were probably about four, so it's a long time now, and it's a role I love, and it's an event I love, and it's a wonderful thing to do on Mother's Day morning.
How'd you first come to be involved?
I was approached initially, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, it's been going for probably 20 years or something. So it was fledgling days, really. And I actually interviewed the woman who started it all not so long ago for a feature story for Nine News. And she said the first year there were only a few hundred people. So think of it now, you know, all around the country, hundreds of thousands of people take part in this event now. So how good is that? But I became involved because, you know, it's such a wonderful cause, but also I had two close friends who went through a breast cancer journey. Thankfully, both are still with us, which is great. But I just think, you know, most of us are in some way touched by breast cancer, whether it be, you know, a close relative or, you know, distant friend. But we're all impacted some way. So I think it's really great to make a difference if you can and to be involved.
Oh, absolutely. And it's such a great chance to get involved because the Sunday morning here in Bendigo, there's such a strong community surrounding those that have gone through treatment, those that are currently going through treatment, or those that have lost someone to breast cancer, shocking disease. It's such a fantastic opportunity to get out there and actually talk to people and meet people that have stories. Do you find that, Jo, when you're walking?
It is, and you do. And, I mean, even just when you mentioned the bibs before, that, you know, that they people wear, like the little things that are drawn on people's backs or, you know, they're so poignant. You might be walking behind someone and, you know, you just sort of see a little family. You can almost work out the story and who it is that you know, they've been, you know, that's impacted them. So, it is. It's great. And there is just a great feeling. And being up on stage, I set off one of the things, my duties on the morning, apart from doing a bit of emceeing and things like that, is starting off waves of the runners. And it's just this year I'm doing that with Clint Stanaway. And it's just great being up on that a forklift or whatever it's called, and you look down and there's kind of a sea of faces and everyone's so happy, and it's just this colour, and it's great, especially for the good morning. Not so great when the weather is good, I tell you.
So Jo, can I just get this right? So you do some of the emceeing, but you also take part in the run or the walk, is that right, Jo?
Yes. So normally, you understand, it's harder. Every year it's harder to get my children out of bed, of course.
At 19,
become teenagers. It's not so easy. So we get in there quite early. And yeah, I do some up on the main stage. So I'm interviewed myself and then just do a bit of general emceeing.
Well, the thing that I'm getting at is that Flick is actually going to be emceeing it here in Bendigo, not doing a run, though. Flick, maybe you should take after Jo and squeeze a little 4K run in there.
I do it.
Jo's getting around the track.
Hold on, don't get carried away here. I never mentioned a run. I'm not a runner. No, but what we do is generally do the 4K walk. It's 4Ks around the TAN, the Botanical Gardens track one. So we usually do that 4K walk. Unless in recent years, because we've had to get up so early and I've done quite a bit of emceeing, there's quite a bit of publicity stuff to do. It's involved several hours. So the twins said, I'm starving. Can we just go and get breakfast and not do the walk this year?
Well, I hope you and the boys enjoy Mother's Day and, of course, the Mother's Day Classic as you're donning your shoes this weekend, your runners in Melbourne. We can do it here in Bendigo. Don't forget that if you missed out on registering online on the morning, go down to Bishop Park. We'll all be there in front of the clubhouses.
What time is it kicking off?
Oh, early. early, very early, Tim.
Okay, Google it.
I'm getting
Google
there
it.
Like 7-ish, so get there earlier than that. I don't know. No, there's obviously different stages. Yeah. Google Mother's Day Classic Bendigo to see what heat you want to do, what run time you'd like to do, and then get there on time, grab your bib and join in. Thanks so much, Joe Hall.
Pleasure.
Maybe you're listening to us right now on Google Home. Google Home uses a particular technology called Google Assistant. You know, hey, Google.
Oh, it's this. It's like the Google version of Siri.
Exactly.
Where you talk to it. You say, hey, Google, do this for me.
They're not happy at Google head office that that's all it does. They're working on something called Google Duplex. And the CEO this week dropped a major announcement showing off Google Assistant's new capability they're working on called Duplex.
No. What does Duplex do?
It makes...
builds you a house.
No. Nope.
Two people, two different families can live in. No?
It has the capability of making phone calls on your behalf that make it sound as though it's been made by a real human being.
What?
Have a listen. This is Google Assistant making a phone call to book a hairdressing appointment.
So how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a women's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Whoa, so the woman's saying, I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
And then throwing in a casual in there.
Yeah.
Trying to sound like a human. That's a computer.
No way.
They figured out how to copy and mimic us.
This is terrifying, Flick.
It hasn't dropped yet. This was at a demonstration. They're working on it over the summer, but they want to be able to eradicate those phone calls. Because a lot of people, like myself, get a little choked up when you make
an
appointment. Yes.
So Google's going to be calling people, pretending to be a person. Now, I've done a little bit of research on this, and I've found that they have got it sorted out for America.
Yeah.
This is going to work in America. The one thing, though, is like Americans are very literal and they're quite easy to understand. Australians, we've got a little bit, we've got some colloquialisms, we've got a few sayings.
Like, how you going? It's confusing.
That's confusing, yeah, for people who are new here. They tried this new technology on some Australian stores and apparently things didn't go so well.
All right.
G'day, Rob's Restaurant. This is Alicia.
Hello. I wanted to book a table for six people for tonight for Michael.
For six?
For six people.
Yeah, no, mate, but six? For six?
Yes, please, for six people.
Yeah, no. But for six or for when?
For when? For who?
No, yeah, no, for when?
For Michael.
For who?
For Michael.
Yeah, right, gotcha. And for when?
No, just for Michael.
Mate, do you want this booking or not?
Yes, please, I would like to make a booking.
Mate, is this a stitch-up?
A what?
Mate, are you trying to stitch me up?
I'm trying to make a booking for Michael.
Yeah, no, I'm just f***ing with you, mate. You're right.
I'm what?
Yeah, no, you, Michael, and Wen are going to be right as rain.
The weather, the rain, but Wen cannot stitch up. Cannot. The weather.
Yep. We make so little sense as human beings, you cannot impersonate us.
Didn't work, yeah. So it's going to be a while till it comes to Australia.
Confess.
Give us your real mum confessions. This has become the highlight of my week. We're doing it every morning. This morning, Caitlin's on the line. Caitlin, what's your real mum confession?
So it was my 8th birthday party, and my mum always used to buy these sparkling apple juices. So one was apple juice and one was grape juice. And we were sitting around the table and she gave us wine glasses,
aww,
poured us some of these apple juice, it looks like champagne and then a bit of red wine.
Oh, cute.
So we started drinking it and we're like, oh, this doesn't taste very nice. And Mum was like, oh, that's right, wine sometimes doesn't taste very good anyway. So we all drank it and then one of my friends couldn't get through it all. So Mum had a little sip and it was actual wine.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What age birthday was it again?
It's eight. Her eighth birthday.
Caitlin, that, oh, your poor mother. And this was with other children, like not just her own?
Yeah, there was about, six of
it? Oh, my God.
Wow. Here you go, kids, for your party bag this year. It's some drive-thru McDonald's and a Gatorade. That'll help us.
Okay. Oh, your poor mother.
Wow, that's...
Imagine explaining that to the other parents as well.
That's a full-on confession. Tess has a confession for us. Tess, what's your confession?
Hi. So my mum's a French teacher in Bendigo, and she's originally from France, so she doesn't always get the young people's slang. And she was teaching year 7, 8, 9, and she used to carry a box around with all her books and everything in it. And the year 9 boys thought it would be smart to say, oh, Madame Taylor, can I get into your box? And they would all laugh, and you know the humour of it. My poor mother came home and was like, I don't understand why they were laughing.
And you had to explain that to her?
Yes.
Oh.
She's an innocent French teacher, boys. You can't do that. That's awful.
Oh, your poor mum.
Your poor mum, Tess.
Welcome to Australia.
Happy Mother's Day to Tess's mum.
Last week we got Rachel. Rachel, what's your confession?
I ate my daughter's chocolate one night and then helped her look for it the next morning.
How long did you look for it for?
Probably about half an hour.
And, yeah, where did you look?
Well, she wasn't sure where she'd left it. She's, you know, 13 and needing her chocolate. And then she predominantly left it on the armchair of the couch where I sit. And I was up late and I was really hungry. And then she was like, I thought I left it here. Maybe I left it on the table. Maybe I put it in the fridge. Maybe I put it... And we looked everywhere.
It was in your belly, Rachel.
Everywhere.
It was in your tum-tum.
This is like a classic crime thriller where it's the detective the entire time.
Law and Order ain't got nothing on you, Rachel. We're going to swing you those vouchers.
Well done, Rachel. You're our real mum.
That is a particularly heinous crime. Particularly heinous crime, Rachel, but we're still going to reward you anyway.
Oh,
I love these
Rachel,
real mum stories.
We're giving you the cherished thigh flirtation experience and the Vogue by Nature bouquet, but I think you need to take your daughter to the flirtation or give her some flowers or something.
I'll buy her another block of chocolate.
Okay,
much
deal.
Much cheaper. Let's get nostalgic, hey?
Yeah, it's Throwback Thursday, so we're going to throw all the way back to February 17, 1989, Flick. Do you know what came out on that day?
Oh, it was 2 weeks before I was born. Oh, my God, it was...
Was that really only
exactly
2 weeks?
Yeah, like, this came out 2 weeks before I was born.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. Well, 2 weeks before you were born, this came out.
No way. Yes way.
Bill.
I'm Bill S. Preston.
Who is Joan of Arc?
And Ted.
Noah's wife?
We're in danger of flunking most heinously tomorrow.
How's it going, Royal Ugly Dudes? Excellent. Bogus.
Bogus. Bill and Ted.
Yeah,
what was the first one?
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures. And then the second one was Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. That came out in 91. Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter, they have actually announced yesterday at Cannes Film Festival where they were hanging out.
Where they deserve to be. Because this is art house.
They've come out and they've said that Bill and Ted are reuniting. There is a new film that is in the works. It is going to be called Bill and Ted Face the Music. And both... Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter are getting back together with the original writing team. How cool is that?
Can I tell you something?
What?
I've done a little research into this.
Uh-huh.
They've been planning this for 7 or 8 years now.
Of course.
Like, it makes sense that the third movie from the Bill and Ted, you know, world would take that freaking long to come out. The last one was, what, 1991? So it's been 27 years.
Yep.
They've just had a heap of stuff on, guy. Like, dude.
Oh, yeah, I was getting around to it, but I got totally distracted when YouTube got invented.
Most heinous, man.